Well, hello there, everybody.
Glad you came along.
Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We're Jason and Tony, and here's a few things you may have missed if you didn't listen to the show this morning. One of those being a lady, somebody thought she had a real dead person in her car.
But it was a skeleton.
There's this lady named Rachel, and she lives in Canada. So she was at a yard sale, and she saw some really cool, realistic-looking Halloween skeleton decorations for $2. So she got it. You know, she's planning a little bit early for Halloween. They were at a good deal at a yard sale.
Yeah, you see that at yard sale.
It was really big, couldn't fit in the trunk, so she put it in the front seat, put the seat belt on it, you know, having fun with it.
Yeah.
Well, then she had to go and get some groceries. And she left it in the car because it's a fake skeleton. There'd be no reason to take it in for groceries.
No.
Right?
Right.
When she came back outside, a cop car was blocking her in and a cop looking in her window. Apparently, somebody had seen the skeleton and thought it was a real dead body.
Oh, no.
Who would think it's a real dead body? It's a skeleton.
And this couldn't have happened at the Walmarts, right? Because you could have walked in there shopping with a skeleton. That's just a normal day.
Only if it had yoga pants. Is your check engine light on? Probably. Are you going to get it fixed? Probably not. Neither is anybody else, though, so you're in good company. A new survey found 1 in 7 drivers are currently driving around in a car that potentially has some serious issues. I'm the world's worst for this. 29% of people who've had their check engine light come on have waited over a month to get it looked at. Hell, I've waited a year. In fact, I thought once that my car had fixed itself. Check engine light went off. I'm like, sweet. Whatever was wrong with it.
You hit a bump and it like repaired itself.
Yes, something happened. I'm like, all right, sweet. Mm-hmm. Well, then something happened where I actually had to take it to a mechanic. I was like, I don't know what's wrong. My check engine light's not on. He said, sir, your check engine light was burnt out.
It had been on so long.
It had been on so long, the light burnt out. So it was still on. I just couldn't see it. So, I mean, I'm terrible. I'm not mechanically inclined in any way. I'm terrible with cars. I wish they were disposable.
I'm the same with the check engine light. I don't know. I keep thinking it's going to go off. I'm the same way.
Yeah. Rattling sound, 17% said they're currently ignoring a rattling sound. That's easy. Turn up the radio. Brakes that squeak or grind. That only happens when you brake.
Well, and two, they're squeaking and grinding, so that means that you're stopping.
That means it's working,
they're
right?
Being effective.
Check engine light, 15% of people dealing with that. I mean, why? It's just a lot.
It don't say
they just
much.
Want you to check it. It doesn't say fix engine. It doesn't say get to the mechanic right now. It just says check it.
It's a suggestion.
Yeah. Crack windshield, who cares? A leak coming from somewhere under the car, I'm currently dealing with that and ignoring it. I'm part of the 14%.
Well, the only thing about the leak, go ahead and ignore them unless it smells a lot like gasoline.
Yeah, then that's a problem.
Yeah, and then quit smoking and take it somewhere and look at it.
And that's how you fix your car.
Boom, check engine light off.
In Alabama, apparently they're raising attack squirrels.
Get out of here.
There's a guy named Mickey. Mickey from Alabama, 35 years old.
What about Mickey from Alabama?
He's got a roommate named Ronnie. Mm. Ronnie and Mickey live together.
Like Bert and Ernie?
Yeah. This is the Alabama version of Bert and Ernie. Okay. Mickey and Ronnie.
Okay. What'd they do?
Well, Monday morning, the cops got a warrant to search their apartment for drugs.
Oh, no. Shame on them.
And they definitely found what they were looking for. The guys had meth, drug paraphernalia, ammunition, body armor. But the strangest thing they found was...
What?
Mickey had an attack squirrel.
An attack squirrel?
Yes, he had a pet squirrel, and apparently he gave the squirrel meth... To keep it aggressive, because you know it was attack squirrel.
Oh my god!
Squirrel attack! Squirrel attack! And you got a methed up squirrel.
That's awful.
Yeah, it is. It's illegal to have a pet squirrel. Who knew?
Yeah.
Although that's probably the least of the least severe of the charges that they're going to have. As for the squirrel. And okay. I think this is terrible.
Oh, they had to put it down, didn't
no,
they?
No, even worse, I think. I think it would have been more humane to put the squirrel down. What? They just let it go in the wild. They let a crazed, methed-out squirrel just out in the wild. And you know how indecisive they are in traffic anyway. Could you imagine this thing? I just think that's wrong. Yeah.
That's how long this armadillo's got up here.
That's what I'm telling you. Jerry sent in a nice letter for Tony in today's Ask Tony. Here's what Jerry says. Basically, he broke up with his girlfriend. He thought he could do better. Mm. He thought being single would be great, but it hasn't gone that well. But it has for her. She's got a new man, and apparently he's really good looking.
Uh-oh.
And now Jerry wants her back, especially now that he's seen what her new boyfriend looks like.
Jealousy.
So should I try to get her back is the question he has for Tony. And here was Tony's answer for Jerry.
Dear Jerry, heck no, bro. The woman you love and kind of sort of dumped has another man holding her in his arms and stuff, with his hands and stuff. So now your job is to make her want you back while you're sitting there wanting her back, but not acting like you want her back. You already said she's moved up to a hottie that outlooks you. So to compensate for Studley's good looks, you're going to need a nicer pickup truck. The only thing that makes a woman lose all control is the rumble of a great pickup. A Harley Davidson might help too, but how ugly of a boy are you? If you're going to buy them both, then that's okay, because they're both great investments. Either way, remember, your job is to not act like you want her back. Women hate it when we say crap like we can't live without them. Love, Tony.
Also had a brand new word of the day today.
Expand your vocabulary.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Premeditated. Premeditated is when someone thinks about, then deliberately hits someone with a potato. Premeditated.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
Here's the best country lyric that was never written.
Nearly made it to the rhyming.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I bet your skin would sure taste sweet-o if I were a little mosquito.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. This is cool. 19-year-old kid named Anson got a summer job delivering pizzas for a place in Glenwood Springs, Colorado.
Well, young man, getting to work.
He was 2 days on the job last Monday. He went to drop off his last order of the night and saw a guy on the ground outside his house turning blue.
Oh, no.
At that point, somebody was already on the phone with 911, and another person was doing CPR, but apparently they hadn't been trained how to do it. Luckily, Anson does know CPR, so he took over, started doing chest compressions, saved the guy's life. The pizza man...
Yay!
Saved the guy's life. When paramedics got there about 10 minutes later, the guy was already breathing again. No updates yet, but apparently he pulled through and everything's going to be okay.
Wow.
Anson said he called his parents afterwards to tell them what happened and told them that he started the day a pizza boy, but ended up a pizza man.
That's right. And you know how cool that's going to look forever on his resume?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Delivered pizza. Saved lives. Man, that is great job. Anson, you are
real good.
All right. That wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. This has been
In Case You Missed It.